What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The U.S. urges Americans to leave Ukraine over fears of a Russian invasion, plus Bitcoin continues its slide as the crypto increasingly mirrors the stock market. And a year after Wall Street Bets powered the meme stock surge, has the once disruptive Reddit forum lost its edge?
People have become suspicious that there are possibly bad actors on the site trying to drive up share prices and offload them to novice investors.
It's Monday, January 24th. I'm Luke Vargas with The Wall Street Journal. Here's the AM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories moving your world today. The U.S. government is warning families of American diplomats to leave Ukraine amid fears of a Russian invasion. The State Department is also recommending that all American citizens leave the country. Our Moscow bureau chief, Ann Simmons, says this signals that a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine may be imminent.
Now, if this does happen, the U.S. and its Western allies have warned that they will strengthen their forces in NATO member countries that are close to Russia. We should note that Russia continues to insist that it doesn't intend to invade Ukraine. The Kremlin and senior Russian officials say that Russia is simply trying to protect its national security. But all is not necessarily lost because the US and Russia have agreed to continue holding negotiations this week in an effort to try to find a diplomatic solution.
Russia has positioned more than 100,000 troops on three sides of Ukraine. The United Arab Emirates says it shot down a pair of ballistic missiles over the capital Abu Dhabi today. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen claimed responsibility for the attack. A Saudi-led coalition has been fighting the Houthis since 2015. Nobody was injured in today's attack, though the incident marks the latest spillover of the Yemen war into the Middle East's international business hub. Last week, three people were killed when Houthi missiles and drones hit Abu Dhabi's airport and a state-owned oil facility. Sources say activist investor Nelson Peltz has acquired a stake in Unilever. It adds pressure to the consumer goods giant following its failed bid for GlaxoSmithKline's consumer health business. That deal faced strong opposition from investors, with critics saying Unilever should focus on turning around its existing businesses rather than taking on new ones. And Unilever isn't the only company facing activist pressure. We're exclusively reporting that Blackwell's Capital has called for Peloton to fire its CEO and explore a sale. Sources say Blackwell's believes Peloton could be an attractive acquisition target after its stock plummeted more than 80% from its high. And Boeing is doubling down on pilotless air taxis for short passenger hops in and around cities. The U.S. plane maker says it's investing an additional $450 million into a joint venture with air taxi company Wisk. Wisk is currently developing a 3-to-4-seat taxi that can take off and land vertically like a helicopter. Several companies, including Airbus and Embraer, are pursuing similar ventures involving piloted air taxis. But Boeing is betting on autonomous flight, even if it takes longer to obtain regulatory approval. Bitcoin prices have fallen to their lowest level in months, as a weekend sell-off briefly dragged the leading cryptocurrency below $35,000. That's nearly half of Bitcoin's record price of $68,800 in November. And that's not the only notable feature of this latest price swing. Joining us with more is markets editor Quinton Webb. Hi, Quinton.
Hi there.
What's behind this latest Bitcoin decline?
Well, it's hard to give a kind of full set of definitive reasons for any big market move, but it seems that a lot of what's driving this is the same as what's driving some other asset classes too. So, you know, this kind of increased concern about where monetary policy is headed, interest rates are likely to go up to combat these very rapid levels of inflation in the US.
You mentioned some of the reasons for Bitcoin's drop being similar to why the market as a whole has dropped lately. And as our reporting suggests now, that's perhaps more than a coincidence, right?
Exactly, yes. So if you look at the correlation between Bitcoin and stocks, it has gone up, actually, which means that, you know, where these two markets once tended to be more independent of each other, more recently they have moved more in tandem.
Yeah, what's the significance of that? Does it change Bitcoin's attractiveness, do you think, as an investment?
Well, it does, depending on what your investment case is, I suppose. So, you know, if you think that Bitcoin is a sort of safe haven asset, a bit like a digital version of gold, then this is not a very good data point to advance that case. But, you know, I think for many people, Bitcoin is seen as a kind of speculative and highly volatile asset, and maybe arguably a bit more of that volatility only kind of increases the appeal of it. The other thing we should say here is that this seems to be partly driven by the fact that Bitcoin is gaining broader acceptance. Effectively, as more and more professional investors get into the Bitcoin market, then it tends to become more highly correlated with other parts of the global markets.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see if some of Bitcoin's early investors start to search for an alternate investment in the crypto space now that Bitcoin is moving right so much in tandem with the broader market.
Well, there's always plenty of other up-and-coming cryptocurrencies for people to take a punt on.
There you have it. That's Markets Editor Quentin Webb. Thanks, Quentin.
Thank you.
Coming up a year on from the meme stock craze that sent AMC and GameStop soaring, is Reddit's Wall Street Bets forum still calling the shots? Stay tuned for the answer.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Remember Wall Street Bets? A year ago, the online forum was shaking up the stock market as legions of amateur investors traded investment tips and, using their accumulated purchasing power, helped to boost the likes of GameStop and AMC. A year later, the forum is still popular, but something about it has changed, forcing some longtime users to say the thrill is just gone. Here with that story is Journal reporter Caitlin McCabe. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Could you take us back to the heyday of Wall Street Bets a year ago? For anyone who wasn't a part of that meme stock craze, what was it like?
So when I speak to professional and individual traders alike, the one thing that they all say is that it was truly one of the craziest weeks that they could remember in markets. Things were truly changing by the minute. So you had this stock, GameStop, that sort of lit up the internet, and suddenly it was a stock that was starting the year in 2021 trading below $20 and suddenly was sort of catapulting to become this nearly $500 a share stock. And so everyone said they had really seen nothing like it before. You had millions of individual investors hanging out on this Reddit forum, Wall Street Bets, scrolling and commenting and sort of cheering each other along as they traded the stock and traded options on the stock. And you had professional investors who had wagered against GameStop, who were in a really tough position trying to figure out how they were going to sort of salvage some of these bearish bets that they had made. So it truly was one of the craziest weeks that I can certainly remember.
What is the forum like these days?
So we've talked to several longtime early devotees of Wall Street Bets who've become frustrated given sort of the spotlight that it's been under. So, you know, we have to remember that this time last year, before GameStop blew up, Wall Street Bets was sort of this small niche corner of the internet. So, I mean, there were still fewer than 2 million users on the platform, which is a large number. But compared to today, you have more than 11 million people on the site using it. And so a lot have become frustrated with sort of the sheer volume, but it's not just a volume problem. Many say that they used to go on Wall Street Bets to sort of find those outlandish trading ideas that just might work and those diamond in the rough sort of stocks and tips. I mean, before GameStop blew up, it was a stock that was being chatted about on Wall Street Bets for, you know, upwards of a year before we saw the big rally. And so people go on now and they're hoping to find the next GameStop. Instead, they're sort of seeing this cheerleading squad, as some of them have called it, for GameStop and AMC.
And I wonder to what extent a dynamic at play here is that those two stocks in particular, AMC and GameStop, have come down quite a bit from their highs of several months ago. And perhaps the tenor of the conversation in Wall Street Bets is more about driven by anxiety about people trying to cover their losses as opposed to just joyously celebrating record after record.
I think one thing that Wall Street Bets has struggled with is that it became known as a place where you could move the price of a stock. So we didn't just see that with GameStop and AMC. We saw it with BlackBerry. We've seen various iterations over the course of the last year. And I think individual investors are aware of that. Professional investors are aware of that. And so I think that people have become suspicious that there are possibly bad actors on the site trying to drive up share prices and offload them to novice investors.
So if Wall Street Bets is less dynamic, let's say, than it was a year ago, does that mean the meme stock craze is essentially over? Or should we expect new forums to pop up to send various assets rallying in the future?
I think we're seeing that already. So across Reddit, we've seen dozens of new investment forums pop up. So, you know, a few years ago, there were just a handful of investing forums out there. Now you have full forums dedicated to GameStop, to AMC, to other specific stocks. And then beyond Reddit, we've seen sites like Twitter and platforms like TikTok become even really big for trading. And we've seen Discord, which is, you know, a messaging platform that's become big for stock tips and stock trading communities as well. So we're already seeing traders, some of whom were on Wall Street Bets, leaving for those other forums.
Everybody likes talking about money. The day traders of Wall Street Bets were caricatured quite a lot over the last year. But in some ways, do you think this surge in retail investing that it brought about has actually changed the makeup of the investment community in a pretty fundamental way?
I think people have come to understand that retail traders have much more staying power than people once realized. And we're really seeing them sort of shift the structure of the market in some ways. We're definitely seeing them having direct impact on the way that professional investors are making bets in the marketplace. I recently had a story, I cited a study from Bloomberg Intelligence in which they found that 85% of hedge funds that they surveyed were tracking retail trading message boards. We're now seeing banks like JP Morgan rolling out tools and charging customers for tools that let them track retail order flow and social media sentiment. So this is definitely something that people are taking seriously. So I think for all that they've been caricatured, I think retail investors have shown that they can be a savvy group of investors out there and that they're investors who have gotten it right a lot of times.
That's Journal reporter Caitlin McCabe. Caitlin, thank you for bringing this story to us.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, the weekly grocery shop is becoming a routine nightmare. Inflation is causing a surge in food prices, including for everyday staples like meat and eggs. And increasingly, shelves are simply empty due to supply chain disruptions brought on by Omicron and workers calling out sick. However, there are ways to soften the blow. Our personal finance reporter, JJ McCorvey, has spoken to experts and has the following tips.
A lot of times we end up spending way more than we need. So it's not just about avoiding impulse buying, but it's also about shopping for things that can be used in different dishes, not buying extra items that will eventually go to waste. And if there are some items that are affected by inflation, if you meal plan appropriately, you can plan for those products to be used in multiple dishes. So there's more versatility with those ingredients and you're spreading the inflation a little further.
Here's another tip with refrigerated dough, harder to find now than at any time in the pandemic. Why not try your hand at homemade pizza dough? We've got recipes and tips to get you started. Just search for Secrets to Cooking Pro Pizza on WSJ.com. And that's what's news for Monday morning. We'll be back tonight with a new show. I'm Luke Vargas with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.